Welcome to Soulful Conversations with Nijada. Hi, I'm Nijada Chaputo. I have to share this with you all. Well, I am the host of Soulful Conversations with Nijada. This is Jay Perry. This is a Haitian artist. I am Haitian American. His name is Jay Perry. The song is called Qui Es Wiye. I am thankful. I wanted to give him credit because he's allowed me to use his music on my podcast. So I'm really excited. This song is called Qui Es Wiye, which means who are you? And it says I'm Haitian. So it's on YouTube if you want to check out the video. It's also on Spotify. If you enjoy it and you want to buy it, you can find it on iTunes. So I want to be very authentic and share this with you. That's what I'm known for. This is the second take of this episode. So I'm using, it's a device that I've had, but I didn't notice that it had a recording feature. So I decided to use it today. And instead of using Zoom, which is what I normally use, and after recording, well, in my mind, thinking that I'm done, I realized that the whole time that I was talking, it was not recording. So I'm like, are you kidding me? So anyway, so my name is Nijada Chaputo. I am passionate about dance. That's why I wanted to start it with a little bit of music. Aside from dance, I am very much passionate about, I love the beach. I love spending time in nature. I took some time in nature today. This morning, went for a walk and I meditated out in nature. Aside from I love nature, I'm a clean eating enthusiast. I'm passionate about social justice. I'm passionate about making a difference, specifically empowering women and children in my homeland, Haiti, my Haitian people in general. And I'm very much passionate about empowering women to get to know who they are, be their authentic self, speak their truth, love themselves, because you have to love who you are in order to allow your true self to show up and be seen. I call myself, I am a free spirit. I'm a self-love educator, certified professional coach, spiritual teacher, speaker, author. I'm a clean eating enthusiast. I wrote a book called Love Light Recipes. It's an ebook. I self-published it on Amazon. I'm thinking Instagram. Actually, it's going to be 4 years next week that I self-published it. Because I'm a clean eating enthusiast. I'm always looking for clean eating recipes. I'm all about moderation. I have to say I've fallen off the wagon quite some time. And actually right now I'm in the process of getting myself back there. So I'm not perfect. Professionally, I help ambitious and purpose-driven women, aspiring women leaders. I help them reconnect with themselves, find their voice, which really is really getting to know who you are, embracing and loving your authentic self. I'm all about loving yourself and gaining clarity on their mission and vision in order for them to make the impact they know they were born to make in whichever area of their lives or, you know, in their community that they're looking to lead, so they can really feel fulfilled making the impact they were born to make and loving what they're doing, being their authentic self. So today I wanted to talk about, you know, these episodes. I decided that this season, I'm not sure if I gave the details, but maybe you're new to my podcast, or maybe you haven't listened in a while. So I decided to break them down in seasons, and I'm going to have 3 seasons per year. Each season will have 24 episodes. This season that I started, I don't remember when it was, but basically this is the fifth or sixth I can't recall. It might be the sixth episode of this season. I can't. I know we have three left. I don't know why I can't seem to remember. But basically, we probably have like two, three more episodes after this because we're going to reach the eight mark episode to end this season. I've chosen to have them in seasons because that will allow me to share valuable content. And also, I won't feel pressured. I don't want to feel pressure that I have to put something out. So that I just wanted to clarify that and make you aware of this in case you're new to this. Maybe you're catching me when we're off season because you'll see the dates and you might see that you have, there's no new episodes or something after the next few ones that are going to be, that I'm going to be sharing in the next 2 to 3 weeks. And then, or maybe you haven't listened in a while. So I decided that these episodes for this current season that we're in, I want to share a lot more of myself with the audience. These are me only. I've had several interviews with other ambitious women. Most of them were entrepreneurs. Most of them are entrepreneurs. But this season, I chose to really just for it to be me and share more of my authentic self with you so you can get to know more about me. And today I wanted to talk about how, because it's been something that's on my mind. I had a friend reach out to me recently where she wanted to, she's looking to make some changes. She wants to transform her life. One of the words that she used to me is that I want to get out of my shell. And she reached out to me telling me about, you know, she's considering this program that I've been with this institution. It's Landmark Education. And I'm a big fan of Landmark. Landmark Education was my first, I would call big. Compared to other, I've paid other things that were much more expensive than Landmark by now. But Landmark at the time, when I paid, I don't remember if it was like maybe $400 or something. I don't remember. I think that's what I paid for the Landmark form, which I know it's much higher now. It was like my biggest investment in myself because I was doing books. That was like what I normally was doing, you know. And I was turning 30. I was going to be 30 years old. And I decided that I knew something had to change in my life. So I finally decided to do Landmark because actually I was introduced to Landmark probably like a little bit over 2 years prior to that time. So I decided that, okay, I knew I was going to be 30. So I was like, you know what? I knew I had a burning desire to change, to transform myself. And I'm currently listening to this audio book. It's called Neville Goddard. It's called it's by Neville Goddard. It's called The Power of Awareness. And one of my girlfriends, because there's something in my life, there's this belief, there's this core belief that I really need to release, that I need to let go of, that I need to shift, I need to transform it. Because it has been keeping me from experiencing not only being more of my authentic self and also not experience, you know, it has been keeping me from experiencing the life that I truly desire and making the impact that I know I can make that I was born to make. And I'm going to be doing a program with a friend who's also, you know, she's a coach. And I'm gonna be in her program pretty soon. And I reached out to her because we were talking and I know that, you know, I need to let go of that belief. So I reached out to her and I said, well, in the meantime, would you mind sharing with me a tool, a book, something that could start helping me with releasing that belief that really isn't helping me? And she said, and she told me about the book, which is called The Power of Awareness with Neville Goddard. And the book is, so when I was listening to the audio book, because I went to the library, they only have the audio, and I ended up finding it on YouTube. And I was like, you know what, I'll get the copy, the paper copy in time for, because they don't have it in stock in the Barnes and Nobles near me. I was like, I'll get it on Amazon, or maybe I'll get it online on Barnes and Nobles or something in time for when the program starts. But so I've been listening to it. I listened to, it's about 4 hours if you want to check it out. I listened to over 2 hours of it yesterday, but either way. And when I listened to this, I wrote it down and I was like, I have to share this. I'm either going to share it on my podcast, and I'm going to share it on social media, on Facebook and Instagram, because it is so true and it is really powerful. And it's very much in alignment with what I was talking to my friend about when she reached out to me about, you know, her considering that program and her and the reason why she wanted to do it. And, you know, this is what the quote says. I'm going to read it to you. It says, all transformation occurs with an intense burning desire to be transformed. Let me repeat that again. All transformation occurs with an intense burning desire to be transformed. When I heard it, I had to write it down because I thought it was so powerful. I really wanted to, I was like, I have to share this with people because that is my belief. Because like I told you, going back, you know, I was very much like, that's how I am. This is the way I am. I thought that's the way I was, whether it was when I was being mean or I wanted to be right. I was like all about wanting to be right and whatever. Like, you know, I was very much in my shell. I showed up as perfect. I wasn't showing up as my authentic self. I call myself a free spirit now. The Najeda in that time would never call herself a free spirit, because I really would not let my hair down. I wouldn't really allow people to see me and to know who I am. But also too, it's because I was also teased for my weight growing up. I was teased for my height. I'm short. So, you know, I really would not allow myself, because there's a part of me that felt that I was not good enough, that felt that I was not worthy. So but like I told you, when I was like, things need to change. Something needs to shift. I need to transform it. I had this really burning desire. I'm about to be 30. So I went ahead and I made that investment. And, you know, but the thing is that, like, I wanted to share more than anything is that I truly wanted to change. And the reason why and for me right now, this current belief, I'm like, I need to shift this. I need to transform it. I really need to let it go and replace it with what I truly desire and really believing that I can have the life that I truly desire. So, and the thing is that for me, I hope that I'll have the, well, I know I will shift it. And I know that I am meant to teach others to do the same, because I do believe that many of us are stuck and we're not experiencing the life that we truly desire. We're not taking action because of these beliefs that are keeping us stuck. So the thing is that when I started listening to the book, and well, let me share this before. When I saw the name of the book, it's called The Power of Awareness. And I was like, wow. And I hadn't even gone and look it up. Because when I woke up in the morning, at some point, I went and checked my Facebook Messenger, which is where I reached out to her. And she had sent me the name of the book with the author's name. I said to her, wow, this makes perfect sense. Because I often say, and I often coach and teach people and say that awareness is necessary for transformation to occur. You cannot transform anything if you're not aware of it. And for me, that belief, I'm aware of it. I actually hired somebody to help me with it last year. Didn't work out. This person was not a good fit for me, I believe. And maybe that person is not fully equipped to do it either. But either way, the thing is, and I'm so happy that I'm going to be, in addition to the, you know, that book, I'm also going to be working with my friend who's a coach. I'm going to be in her program. And that's one of the things we're going to be working on, because that's one of the things she told me, that she's going to be teaching the principles of that book. So the thing is that, you know, I thought it was so powerful. So I'm listening to the book. And when I started listening to it, I was like, wait a minute. This sounds like Wishes Fulfilled by Dr. Wayne Dyer. Dr. Wayne Dyer is a very much a big, he's been a big inspiration to me for my journey to finding my passion and being, you know, being on purpose. So, you know, he passed, Dr. Wayne Dyer. He has a book called Wishes Fulfilled that I just, you know, it really helps me be able to be in a great place, because he talks about you have to feel the feeling. You have to feel the feeling that you're looking to experience in order for you to manifest it and bring it into your life. He has been the one who has really helped me understand and embrace the law of attraction. Wait, because all the others that I've seen, they have not really ever fully resonated with me. Abraham Hicks, I listen to it sometimes, you know, I would be okay. But there were many things that I find very individualistic, where Dr. Wayne Dyer is about being of service and he's about purpose. So for me, he's very much more in alignment with who I am, my beliefs. So, so when I was listening to that book, I was like, wait a minute, this guy is saying a lot of things, but, and then I remembered, because that book, I was by heart, is in, I can't remember what your life was, much. That's when I was teaching specifically the power of awareness. So that's why they sounded so similar to me. And I was like, you know what? Yes, this is a sign. Because like I told you, I read Wishes Fulfilled, and then I got the audio book because I got the book. I think I got it from the library when I read it. I don't remember if it was here or in D.C. because I used to live in D.C. I'm in Miami now. I'm from Miami. Well, I'm originally from Haiti, but, you know, I've been living in Miami. I've been in the States now for over, it's going to be 27 years next month. And out of those 27 years, I spent almost 5 years in D.C. In between. So it's like Miami, then D.C., and then now I've been back in Miami. And I've been back in Miami for over 3 years now. It's going to be 4 years this coming December. So Miami is home to me. It's my home away from home. So, but then I went and got the audiobook a few years ago. I have it on my phone. And I, like I told you, I would often listen to it because it really puts me in a good space, and it really gets me to remember to think about what I'm looking to attract into my life. So either way, Dr. Wayne Dyer, since I am talking about him, he's been a big part of my journey. So let me share a little bit about how he has a quote, and I have it to share with you. I pulled it up from my Instagram. He has a quote that says, don't die with your music still inside you. Listen to your intuitive voice and find what passion steers your soul. Listen to that inner voice and don't get to the end of your life and say, what if my whole life has been wrong? The thing is that out of this quote, one of the ones that really stood out for me and that I use and I still have it on my Skype profile says, don't die with your music still inside you, find your passion. Or it says, find your passion, don't die with your music still inside you, something. But it's like I told you, it's, and may not be in the exact order, but it's exactly those words. And so before I left my last 9-to-5 job, I was working for the American Red Cross. I was working with the Haiti program. I was in DC at the time, in Washington, DC. I was working at the headquarters. I had some coworkers. I had coworkers in the field. They were field staff. And I was very unhappy there. I felt like I wasn't making a difference. I didn't feel empowered. I often describe it as my light was not shining. I believe we're all light. And that is my thing, is empowering women to do work that lights them up. I believe that we have to do things in our lives that really allow our lights to shine. And which is why I ended up, you know, I worked with a coach and I ended up leaving. I didn't just get up and leave. I gave a month notice because I was still trying to figure out my thing. Being authentic again, had I known what I know now, although I believe that I can learn, I can teach and coach people on so much I can know based on my experience, I still left there because I was very unhappy with draining my energy, but I would have found something, even if it was something part-time, temporary, as I worked through my business stuff. But lesson. But when people found me, one of my core feel is because nobody knew what I mean. So does you leaving, does that have to do with your Skype profile thing, that quote which says, find your passion, don't die with your music still inside you? So, you know, Dr. Wayne Dyer for me has been a big inspiration. I even call him out my spirit guide, because in 2015, I was going through a really tough time. My business, you know, things were, and I was just like, I am going to quit. Like, I really thought about quitting. I didn't share that with anybody, but I really thought I was going to quit. And I woke up, it was right around the time I woke up one day and found out that Dr. Wayne Dyer passed. And I felt like, no, I can't do that. It's sort of like, for me, you know, my work, what I do through my business is something that is so meaningful. And for me, it's a big part of fulfilling my purpose that I was not going to, I just couldn't, like, I was like, I can't do this. It was almost like a sign, which is why I call him my spirit guide. And the thing is that, going back to what I was sharing, you know, when my last day on my regular 9-to-5 job, when I left my job, I left the office and I went home. I got my car because at the time, I would use public transportation to get to work, because that's what most people do there, because it's, parking is so expensive and it's not easy to find. So I went and got in my car and I drove to this, to a conference, because I had signed up to attend a Hay House I Can Do It conference. And guess who was the speaker that night? Dr. Wayne Dyer. And the keynote, you know, his talk was Wishes Fulfilled. So just wanted to share a little bit about that about me. So the thing is that I can really testify that it is very true that we must have a burning desire to transform ourselves in order for us to have to be committed to do it. So when my friend reached out to me and told me that she was interested in that particular program, I told her, okay, this is what you want to do. Okay. And I told her, I said to her, it's going to be great. When I went there, and I'm sharing that with you because, you know, I've been thinking about my journey to where I am right now, how I became this person who's really thriving to be authentic, who's a free spirit, who really speaks her truth, even when her voice shakes, who dances on social media, who posts a picture of her in a bikini or whatever. You know, all of that, like really being myself and letting my hair down, that did not happen overnight. It took many years. It took shedding a lot of stuff that I'm still working through, and I still experience doubts and fear. And I just don't let it to stop me, but I still experience it. It did not happen with just Landmark. It did not happen with just one program from Landmark. When I attended Landmark, when I signed up for the Landmark Forum, then I did a seminar. Then I did seminar, which was a 10-week seminar. Then I did the events course. Then I did more seminars. Then I did self-expression and leadership. Then I did seminars. Then I did... I work with coaches. Then I did seminars at Landmark again later on. At some point, I ended up because I stopped. Then I went back. I reviewed. So what I'm saying is that, and that's what I told my friend, if you're going, you're just going to do one program, which is a weekend in an evening, your life is not going to transform like that. You have to remain, you have to be committed. One of my girlfriends said that because I was doing a Facebook Live the other day on my business page, and she said, it's called Love Like, it's Love Like Coaching with Najeda. That's my name on Facebook for my business page. And then I have my personal page, which is under my name, Najeda Chapoteau. But, and she said, it's a lifestyle. It has to be a lifestyle. You have to be committed. You have to have that burning desire that Neville talks about. You have to truly want it. You know, you have to desire it. You know, I love to use the word desire for me. I think it's a huge, some people don't like it, but I actually think it's a big word. I love it. And I don't think there's anything wrong with it. So the thing is that, you know, I wanted to be honest with her and tell her, you know, and that's one of the things. And again, I don't want to make it seem like, oh, I'm this big thing or, but, and, or other people, most people that I know that we really have been able to transform our lives and we're still doing it. We're still working through it. We're still dealing with challenges and self-doubt and fears. It's because we've really committed to doing the work and we've made that work our lifestyle. It doesn't just happen like, oh, this, you know, I work with this coach and that's it. Or I did a few. It's like I told her, it's like I would tell somebody, oh yeah, you know, we can transform your life in one coaching session with me or a few coaching sessions with me. No, it takes time. It takes commitment. And when I think about this, I love to travel more. I haven't been able to travel as much due to my finances, but you know, I do want to travel more. But I have to say, when I was able to do so, I did not, because I made my priority. Now, I'm not saying that people who have traveled a lot are not where, you know, are not letting their hair down or haven't done work. No, some people have done both. For me, when I look at my journey, I have spent more time investing in myself and investing in my, you know, and it's not just investing in terms of money, but like when I chose that I wanted to make meditation a practice for me, a regular daily practice, I made the commitment, put it on my calendar. I made the commitment to sign up for Oprah and Deepak's free things, you know, free 21-day meditation when they had them. And I made the commitment. I actually did them. Because that is the thing. You know, transformation is not going to happen if you're doing it when you feel like it. You know? And you have to have that desire. It's like a relationship. When you want a relationship to work, you give it your best. You give it your all. So that's who I am. You know, I've made and I continue to make my personal growth, my spiritual growth, a priority in my life. I am committed to it. Like right now, I am committed to releasing that belief that is keeping me stuck and not having me feeling fulfilled as fulfilled and making the impact that I know that I can make, that I desire to make, and have the life that I desire to have. So, you know, I often, you know, I love this quote. I don't remember who says it, but it says that when you're committed, you do whatever it takes. When you're interested, you do it when it's convenient. And I'm going to give you, as I just shared about, for me, one of the things that has made me, that I know I'm committed to, is my personal growth, my spiritual growth. And I invest in it. I, you know, yes, I've made some bad investments too. I'll have to say it. I have to be honest and say that. And I invest my time. I invest my energy in it. And there's no negotiating that. Here's one thing I'm interested in. So I'm petite. Actually, I spent many years of my childhood being teased for my height. Even now, that would be a joke. But before, when I didn't really love myself much and I didn't really know who I am, I would be embarrassed. I would feel bad. I would feel unworthy and not good enough over that. I was also teased for my weight because I used to be very skinny. And when I look at myself, you know, like I said, I'm short, I'm petite. I think of Jada Pinkett Smith, and I'm like, oh, here's somebody. She's petite like me. I can have her body. I know she has a trainer. She works out. I don't have the money for that, but I don't like the gym too, I have to say. I don't even know. It's one of my things. I think when I'm able to afford it, I'm going to get a trainer and see, because that person will have to work outdoor with me at home somewhere, because I'm not going to be, I don't like the gym. But who knows? Maybe that person will get me. I don't know. But I'm not a gym person. I do yoga. I do Pilates. But here's the thing. So every time I've tried to do weights, because like I told you, hey, I have this thing that, oh, I could look like Jada Pinkett because we're petite. We're both petite, you know, and she looks great. And I've tried. I've gotten weights. I have free weights. I have them looking at me right here at home. I'll do them for a little bit and then I'll stop. Body sculpting class, I'll go and then I'll stop. I do it when it's convenient, when I feel like it, when I don't. And usually I don't feel like it. I don't enjoy it. So what I've realized is that I am interested in having her body. I'm not committed in having Jada Pinkett's body, because I'm not doing whatever it takes for that. I'm not. I'm only, you know, because I know when I'm committed to doing something. And for me, that's one of the things, like, I know myself so well. And actually, I think she was like my second or third guest. We had an episode when I first saw you in my podcast last year, Anika Frey. We talked about how she's the one who told me I'm a process person. I need to enjoy the process to my desired result. If I'm not enjoying the process, it's not going to happen, because I'm not going to stick with it. And that has been my experience with weights and with body sculpting class. Like, my body sculpting class, I struggle through it. I have fun when I'm in Zumba because I love to dance. I used to teach Zumba too, but now I go to classes. I lead sometimes in songs, but like, I love it. I love yoga. Yeah, sometimes I struggle a little bit in yoga, but it's not the same. I'm not like, oh my God, oh my God. Pilates, I recently went back to Pilates because I've, you know, my body, I know I can get I can be fit. I can be more fit. I can be toned. I can be more defined. I can work my legs with these. And so I increase my yoga classes and I'm getting back to Pilates. So again, what I'm saying is that, you know, but look at how long it took me. And let's see, I mean, I'm sure I'm going to stick with them because I enjoyed these exercises, but probably I would have gotten faster results with the weights or something. But what I'm saying is that I'm sharing with you something that I'm interested in and that I haven't been giving it my all, where when it comes to my personal growth, my spiritual growth, I really give it my all. That doesn't mean I don't fall off the wagon. I do that has happened to me. Although not for too long when it comes to my meditation, but still I get back right back up and I'm like on it. I'm like on it, you know? So I wanted to share that with you. And I want to ask you, as I'm sharing that with you, I want you to think about this for yourself. Think about what is that passion for you. What is that thing that you really want to experience? Like, what's that desire? What's that burning desire that you truly want to experience and manifest in your life, you know? And take the steps to go for it. Take the steps to manifest it, because the only way you're going to, it's going to become your reality, is you have to do the work and commit. And if you're noticing that you're not committed to it, then be honest with yourself. You know, I often say that, be honest with yourself. Like I know for me, I'm honest. I like Jada Pinkett's body, but I'm not committed to having her body. I can tell, you know, because I'm not willing to do what it takes to have it. You know, it's not like I'm like, oh my God, you know, I like it, but I'm interested in it. So for you, what's that burning desire? Because again, like he said, all transformation occurs when there's this burning desire to be transformed. So, and that's what I told my friend. I said to her, you can do this. I just want you to know, you don't expect to have all of that done in that one program. You will need to be consistent. You will need to do your work. And it's the same thing with you. Whatever it is that you are looking to transform in your life, you can do it. Just like I have some parts, and now I'm working through transforming that belief and really, you know, so I can have the desire that the life I desire, and I can make the impact, and I can experience the fulfillment that I desire to experience. So think about that. I'm going to be writing the books. For those of you who are listening, let me just repeat it for you. So I talked about Dr. Wayne Dyer's book, which is called Wishes Fulfilled, by Dr. Wayne Dyer, Dr. Wayne W. Dyer. And then I talked about Neville Goddard's book, which is called The Power of Awareness. Goddard is spelled G-O-D-D-A-R-D. Neville Goddard is called The Power of Awareness. So if you, in case you guys want to check out any of these books, very powerful book. But like I told you, when I was listening, I'm not done with it, but it very much reminded me of Dr. Wayne Dyer's book, which I believe Dr. Wayne Dyer studied Neville's work, specifically that book and that teaching. And then he created the book Wishes Fulfilled from. So I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you got you to let you know a little bit more about me. I hope it will inspire you to then look in your life. Maybe there's something that you're noticing you're not committed to, that you're just interested. Let yourself off the hook and go for what you really are committed to, what you truly desire. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Share your thoughts with me. If you're listening to me on Apple Podcasts, go ahead, and I'd love to get feedback from you. Rate, subscribe to my podcast if you want to know when new episodes are available. If you want to find out more about my work, visit my website, www.lovelikecoaching.com. Same for those of you on YouTube. Leave me a comment below the video. Let me know if there's anything that you would love for me to talk about. Maybe you have a question based on what I shared. Anything around self-love, around mindset, around setting boundaries, being your authentic self, being vulnerable. Those are my things. I'd love to, you know, any questions based on what I talked about with my meditation practice, how I got into meditation. You know, since I talked about, maybe if you want to have, I have on my YouTube channel, which is under Love Like Coaching with Najeda. If you're listening to me on YouTube, you're going to see my channel. If not anywhere else, you can visit my channel, Love Like Coaching with Najeda. I have a video, which is, I think it's called Meditation for Beginners, where I share all my tips for people who are new into meditation, people who are struggling and desire to have a meditation practice. If you're listening to me on my website, leave me a comment below the video. Let me know if all of you, if you find this helpful, share it with somebody that you know would benefit from it. Share it with your next person. Share it on social media. Remember, sharing is caring. If you would love to get these episodes, aside from on Apple Podcasts, where you can subscribe if you want, even if you're on Apple Podcasts, but you want it to be delivered to you directly in your inbox, visit my website, www.lovelikecoaching.com, lovelikecoaching.com. Visit my website, go on Soulful Conversations. The menu, click Soulful Conversations in the navigation bar. If you clicked on it, click on any of the, I would say the first episode is probably easier instead of going through the whole down. Click on the first episode that you find, and in the bottom of that post, you'll see a box. If you're listening to me on my website, you'll see the box below the post. Enter your name and your email address, join my podcast email list, and you'll get them every Thursday when we're in season. You'll get them every Thursday directly in your inbox. You'll get a new episode. So I am going to go now. Until next time, love and light. Take care. Yeah.